blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Here is my servant who I am uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 29 can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders.
The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice.
The voice of the Lord is the voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon skip like a calf. The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe. And in the temple of the Lord,
all are crying glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord shall give strength to his people. A lesson from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and the other Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The message spread throughout Judea, the beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witness to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand as you are able and join in singing hymn number 295, not 294, 295.
Saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus answered and said, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. When Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him, and a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Amen.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. You know, in the end, all we really want to know is that we're loved, and that we are loved by God. And that reminds me of a story I heard many years ago about this couple who had been married for 40 years, went to see the priest. And the woman says to her husband, "Do you love me?" And he says, "Look, honey, I told you I loved you 40 years ago." Some of you chuckled, some not so much. We just want to know that we're loved, but we need to see it and hear it and feel it to know it, because we're human. We're in the second week of Epiphany, which is the final time that we'll be wearing white, although Epiphany continues until Candlemas, February 2nd. It's the season, twofold season, where we see God, where we see Jesus in the world and know that he is the Messiah. And then the flip side of that coin is then we know that we also are called and sent. It's not enough to just say, "Yes, I saw God." But God has called you to do something in this world. And so we hear from the prophet Isaiah, God is speaking today to the people of Israel through Isaiah. And in the first part, he says, "Here is my servant who I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring justice to the world." So he's talking about that promised person who is coming, the Messiah who is coming but not yet there, his chosen, his beloved. And then the second half of that is, because of that, God says to us through Isaiah, "I am the Lord your God who made the heaven and the earth and all that is in it. I am the Lord your God who made you in my image." In case we've forgotten who this Lord our God is. And then he continues, "I am the Lord your God who has put breath into the people and spirit upon those who walk in it. I am the Lord your God who has called you into righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you a covenant as my people to be a light to enlighten the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to free the captives who are in darkness." See, the first half of that is to say the promised one is coming and he will bring justice to the earth. And you as my people, you also have the Spirit upon you. I have held your hand and walked with you. Now, to the people who are living in the time of Isaiah, during when this was written, they were walking in deep darkness. And they're saying, "Wait a minute. Of course, the temple has been destroyed. Jerusalem has been destroyed. They were taken into exile. Those who had any gifts or skills were taken into foreign lands as slaves. They can no longer go to the temple. It no longer exists. They have lost their homes, their businesses. They've lost their heritage. They're wandering in a strange land. And they're saying, 'God, have you forsaken me? Have you forgotten me? Are you gone?'" And they would have known the covenant that was made to Abraham and Sarah, that you will be my offspring and I will watch over you. And the promise that he made to the people when they were in Egypt and he freed them and gave them the promised land and said, "I will be with you." And they're saying, "But where are you now? Where did you go?" And we at times can feel the same way. We look around the world right now, and it can seem like a kind of dark place right now. We look around, we were talking about Bath yesterday, or a couple of days ago, and we see the shops closed and Phillips closed, and we wonder what is happening in our communities right now. We might be looking in our lives and saying, "I don't know what's happening right now. God, why have you forsaken us? Where are you? When are you going to act?" And the deeper question behind that is, don't you love me? Or what do I have to do to earn your love? Or what do I have to do to be worthy of your love? God, when are you going to come to me? The gospel reading today is very short, very simple. We've heard it a million times. And Matthew keeps it really short. Jesus is coming from Galilee, the north country, to John at the Jordan to be baptized. Jesus shows himself to be baptized. John says, no, you should baptize me. And Jesus says, no, to fulfill what has been written, you need to baptize me. John baptizes him. As he's coming up from the water, suddenly the heavens part. The Spirit descends like a dove upon Jesus. We hear the voice of God saying, you are my son, my beloved. Excuse me. With you I am well pleased. And it ends there. That's called a theophany, one of my favorite words. A theophany, it's when God breaks into the world, when we can actually see what God is doing. And in case you didn't know that Jesus was the Messiah, well, that would be your hint. As he comes up from the water, you see the Spirit of God descending upon him like a dove. You hear the voice of God saying, you are my son, my beloved. With you I am well pleased. We see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit right there. But for many of us, it feels like that happened a million years ago. How is that happening in our lives? But we need to remember that God sent his Son because he loved us. He loved the world so much that he sent his only and beloved Son to us to redeem us, to show us his love, to remind us that he will be with us, Emmanuel. God is with us, and God will be with us to the end of the ages. You see, when in Isaiah he says that we will be a light to enlighten the nations, that the eyes of the blind will be opened, that the captives will be freed. Yes, the scripture has a literal meaning that we will do that. We will be a light to the nations. We will open the eyes of the blind. We will free the captives. But it's also that second layer of meaning that our eyes will be opened. We all know we have blind spots, those things that we choose not to see or are unable to see. Our eyes will be opened to see the kingdom of God in the world. We all know that we have those places within us that are captives, that are bound, those places in us that are hurt or broken or where sin resides, those places where we keep those secrets that we don't tell anybody, we're too ashamed to speak. And God says, light will shine on them. And through the Son, you will be forgiven. That those places are now open and free. And once we get that, then we can turn and be a light to the nations, to our community, to our world, and show them that God's love is not for those who are picked and chosen. God's love is for each and every one of us. That there is absolutely nothing we can do to earn God's love or to lose God's love. We all know that we are not quite worthy or deserving, but God says, yes, you are. Each and every one of you was made in my image. You are my beloved. With you I am well pleased. In Romans we hear that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. And so we need to hear that in our hearts in this season as we see the skies part and the voice of God, that voice of God is speaking to us. That covenant is with us. That we are his beloved, his chosen. So this week, I want you to think about, where do you see God acting in this world? Where do you see God acting in this community? Where do you see God acting in your life? And then how do you see the love of God in the world? How do you manifest the love of God in this community? And how do you manifest the love of God with your life? Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join together in saying the Nicene Creed on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. page 358. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Prayers of the People can be found on page 387, Form 3, page 387 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Father, we pray for your Holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble. Give to the departed eternal rest. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
We pray for Robert, Terry P., Connie C., Luann, Janet Reed, Charlie, Ginny, Todd, our volunteer ambulance and firefighters.
O Lord our God, accept the prayers of your people, and the multitude of your mercies look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning and welcome. If you are a guest or a visitor, I invite you to sign our guest book, and I invite everybody to come to coffee hour for two reasons. One, to enjoy coffee hour, and the second is if you look on the back of the bulletin insert, we're continuing our project. So the first part of the project that Karen and I are doing for the College for Congregational Development was inviting you to write down on the newsprint the ways that we greet and transform and send people, the things that St. James does really well in incorporating people, in the transforming of people, and sending us out into the world. Second part is there's going to be a question on your table at coffee hour that we just invite you to spend 5 minutes discussing with each other. Not a big deal. And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. But we'd like everybody to come down for just a few minutes to give that a shot. Okay? Annual meeting reports are in the back of the church, one per family, please. And then you read them before you come next week so that we don't have to read through them at the annual meeting. Isn't that better? Come with your questions or comments, but you don't have to read them here. If you didn't know that this week is insane, this week is insane. Tonight we have youth group here, and so thank you for all who are donating food or time. And if you're not here, please offer us your prayers that we can continue to bring young people in and give them the opportunity to experience youth group and Karen's amazing food. Tomorrow night is the athletes' dinner, and it looks like we've added a wrestling team. So where we usually have 60 or 70 athletes, now we have like 95 athletes and coaches, or the potential for that. So thank you for all who have donated and are participating in that as well. And then next Saturday is our Italian dinner. So if you have not yet had a chance to sign up to bring some food or to help with that, and then we promise it won't be like that the rest of the winter. This week, just everything is happening. This week. Crazy. The prayer list is being updated. We do that two or three times a year because we know situations have changed. And so if you want somebody to be on the prayer list in the bulletin and said at the prayers of the people, please give me those names. You can email them to me. You can call and leave a message. You can text them to me. Or you can write them down right now and put them in the offering plate. There's paper in front of you. Might say welcome card, but, you know, use what you got. Put them in the plate. I think that's all the announcements, the 100 announcements I have. Karen.
And I would just like to add, although we have a crazy week in terms of our outreach and our fundraising, I also look at it as a way of, if you're involved and contributing, that's energy that we create, and that energy can be created to help us with the next event. So as we go through tonight, tomorrow, and then ultimately our big fundraiser on Saturday,
and a great way for us to show our love to our youth, to the athletes, and to the wider community as we offer food. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Eucharistic prayer. B continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation.
Thank you.
Post Communion prayer is found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously
accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.